on the line with us right now, Mr. Ron Jaworski. Jaws, good morning.
Mark, Trey, Bob, good morning, gentlemen. And to put it simply, in the words of Stuart Scott, this is a ginormous football game.
Yes, it is.
Well, to further that, I hope that Carson Wentz against this Dallas defense is as cool as the other side of the pillow.
I see what you did back.
Thank you, sir. Hey, anything for the great Stuart Scott to remember that name. Jaws, when you're looking at this game and Carson Wentz seems to finally got on the same page as Golden Tate, do you think this is something they're going to be able to roll over to this Cowboys game?
I think they're getting better every week, and the chemistry certainly getting better. And, you know, I guess the average fan doesn't really totally comprehend how long it takes for a quarterback and a wide receiver to develop that feel for the game and get on the same page. And, you know, we want, you know, in today's world, we want instant results, and it just doesn't happen that way. So I see it getting better. I see it coming along, and it's going to need to be there on Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys are fueled by their defense, and they're playing really good defense right now. So the Eagles are going to need every weapon on the offensive side of the football to be on a roll.
Is Dak Prescott a good enough quarterback to go on a 5-game winning streak when the Eagles are finally, it seems like, hitting their stride?
Yeah, I think Dak has certainly calmed down and playing better football right now. And, you know, he now is a guy that he feels comfortable with in Amari Cooper. And, you know, that was a tremendous acquisition for the Cowboys. You know, we all know they had a quarterback that needed some help. He's a talented guy, but I don't think he's a guy that can put a team on his shoulders and he can carry it. They run the football well with Zeke. We know the talent that he has. But, you know, you need that complimentary player. And it turned out to be Amari Cooper, where you just need to shade the defense to him. You need to give him some double coverage. He's explosive. We've seen it already in his time with Dallas. He takes that short pass and turns into a big game. So, you know, he's a guy that's going to have the star on him as far as a wide receiver, you know, for the Cowboys. I mean, he's the guy the Eagles defense has to be aware of.
The Dallas Morning News yesterday, and I guess you would expect it from the Dallas Morning News, but they put out a story that said that Dak Prescott this season has started to close the gap between him and Carson Wentz. Do you think he has done that at all?
Well, you know, if there's been a close in the gap, it hasn't been because of the improvement of Dak Prescott. I just don't think Carson Wentz is back to where, you know, he was before the injury. I think Carson has been solid. He's been good. But I see too many plays he's left on the field. So I don't think Carson's where he's going to be a year from now, you know, after that injury. So, yeah, Dak's a good football player. I think Carson has certainly bigger upside. But both are playing at a good level right now. That's what makes the game so intriguing on Sunday.
Jaws, we've seen the progression of Josh Adams, especially over the last few weeks. And we understand, you know, you can look at numbers and have a guy that you give the ball to 20 times is great. But tell me how it helps the offense as a whole, not just him running, but how does it help the offense as a whole?
You stay on schedule, and I think that's the most important part of offensive football, is keeping your offense on schedule. In other words, stay out of those known passing situations when the defense dictates to you what you have to do. So the Eagles, you know, when they win, they run the ball on first down. I think I've got it an average of 16 rushes in their winning games on first down. In their games they've lost, they've rushed the ball only 10 times on first down, so they're getting off schedule. And that leaves the play-action game available. That leaves the screen game available. You get in those third and long situations, second and long situations, the defense now kicks its heels back, going to what we call that jet technique on the defensive line, and they're just going after the quarterback. So when the Eagles have balance, that equilibrium is so important, that's when they're at their best. And they've been the last couple weeks that way.
You know, we're always looking for good vibes, Jaws, and earlier this week on your show, you had a guy that just inspires happiness and good vibes, and Bernie Perrant. when you think about that show that you guys did earlier in the week, I mean, if you're looking for a good time this week, obviously you have Eagles Cowboys to celebrate, but I'm sure hanging out with Bernie wasn't all that bad either.
Hey, I gotta tell you guys, you know, I love my radio show. We spend an hour and I get some, you know, just some cool people. We have a great time, and sometimes we get off tangent from sports. And Bernie is one of those guys that you just love to have on your show. Obviously, you know, the greatest hockey goalie of all time. You know, everyone knows that, you know, Birdie had more saves than God. You know, I mean, that line just, you know, it emanates everywhere you go with Birdie. And he's such an amazing person, and he loves this region in Philadelphia so much. And, you know, when you're around Birdie, he's so optimistic. He's so positive. And I had Bill Berge on the show with me. So, I mean, we were just reeking of just having fun about Philadelphia and how much we love this community. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. And Bernie's a special dude, man.
Oh, certainly. No, anytime I ever am able to catch Bernie, I always make sure I catch Bernie, as well as your radio show, Jaws.
Well, thank you. I always appreciate the plug.
Oh, of course. I'm coming right out of the other gig, and I turn the radio on, and there's Jaws, and then there's Bernie. Oh, my God, two for a dollar today.
Jaws, when you hear the comments made by a certain Eagle this week about Dallas being choke artists, and Gruger Hill I'm talking about, as a player, how did you react to that? And now as an analyst, how do you react to something like that?
No, number one, as an analyst, as an outsider now, when I see that, oh, he gives you stuff to talk about. You know?
Yeah, right.
as a player, I think you kind of chuckle. You know, coaches love that stuff, the bulletin board material. And, you know, some coaches will take that stuff to an extreme. Other coaches could care less about it because, you know, the only thing that matters is, you know, 4:25 on Sunday afternoon and, you know, in Dallas Stadium. And that's all that matters. But, you know, everybody's different. Some guys use that to get themselves all lathered up for the game. And some guys say, you know, who cares about that? But, you know, but rest assured, if Dallas wins the game, there'll be some comment about it because after the fact, it's easy to make a statement.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Speaking with Ron Jaworski, one of the things that the Eagles hopefully will be able to take advantage of is the Cowboys' third down. They have allowed, as a defense, if there's a weakness, the fifth most conversions at 42.8% allowed. When you see a stat like that, a team that struggles to get off the field, how does it make sense when they're not allowing the point? When they're not allowing the points, third best in terms of points allowed in the season? Is there any correlation there? It seems like two totally different stories.
Oh, I absolutely. Third down is the money down, in my opinion. And that's the one that keeps you on the field. And if you just think back to last year, you know, with Carson Wentz, you know, how good this Eagle offense was on third down, how good they were in the red zone. So now as we enter the, you know, the last quarter of the season, and by the way, you know, 3 weeks ago, that Dallas game, and what a remarkable turnaround to make this game ginormous, as we like to say. But it really has been a turnaround. Now you just hope that the Eagles have found their rhythm. That, you know, at the last quarter of the season, you know, I've been around this game a long time, and a lot of coaches talk about, hey, we played those first 12 games, the first three quarters of the season, to get in position in December, that last quarter, to put it together. And it just kind of, I'm not saying this Eagle team is there yet, but they're getting better, they're in rhythm, there's a harmony amongst the team, so I think it's getting better, and this game is going to be just an awesome game on Sunday.
Now, I know one of the reasons the Eagles, if they are going to win this game, it's going to probably be because of being able to force turnovers, especially from Dak Prescott. How would you approach him from a defensive standpoint, Jaws, to make sure that if they are going to beat you, it's going to be with Dak Prescott?
Yeah, if I would say there's one thing that this Eagle team must do to win the game, their defensive line must bring it. Passing and running. Hey, we know what the Cowboys want to do. They want to feature Ezekiel Elliott and the running game. So those defensive linemen, they must hold that point of attack. This isn't a great Dallas Cowboys offensive line. They've had injuries, and they're a little banged up. So I think our defensive line has to hold the point in the running game. And then when they get in those passing situations, obviously you got to play with discipline with your pass rush, but you must get quick pressure on Dak Prescott. He's not the kind of guy that's an anticipation thrower. To me, he's a quarterback that waits till the receiver gets open, then he makes the throw. So I think what you got to do is get the quick pressure on him and force him into those known passing situations.
Now, when you say get the quick pressure on him, would you blitz him a little bit more or just rely on your down four to get there?
Trey, I would not blitz him, you know, a high percentage of the time. I think you always have to the mix the blitz pressure in, give him something to read. It's not what Schwartz has gone to since we've had all the injuries in the secondary. The blitzes have been minimal. You know, Jim could always be creative. I think you can go with some creative blitzes, but I think you'd like to get that pressure with the down four and not compromise coverage with the blitz.
Gotcha.
All right. And above all else, Jaws, needs your prediction.
Eagles,
man, I know
Cowboys.
You, you never let me leave, and I'm a little nervous about this one, guys. But I've already made my pick, and I waffle back and forth, but I'm going to say Dallas 24, Eagles 20.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me a Bernie Perron story. I need the optimism.
when I made that pick, both Bernie and Bill Berg, you looked at me a little cross-eyed. So, well, you know what? Hey, I got to make my pick on how I feel the game's going to go. I'm pulling for the Eagles. Hey, no one's going to be cheering louder than me, but as I look at this game objectively, I'm going to give the Cowboys a slight edge.
You see that, Ron? We're honest with the Philadelphia people because we love the Philadelphia people. See that?
That's correct.
See that? nothing more to it than that. Ron Jaworski, always great talking to you, my man.
All right, thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.